Let's just bang this out. The Adventures of an Asshole, the Johnny Braveheart Saga. Johnny Braveheart sits at the bar, colognedcoiffed, colored contacts in place. Shirt matches the eyes, matches the pants. Shoes and belt coordinate. Tries to get his optic Tootsie Roll into bed. She is already two drinks away from a Girls Gone Wild DVD. They discuss how uncool and stupid anyone over a certain age and weight are to them. If you are not tragically delicious, then you are not. The barroom floor rumbles as some dead, snotty philosopher gets what he deserves. They exchange phone numbers, cell phone numbers, email addresses, website information, and business cards with all the aforementioned information. Johnny Braveheart sits at the bar. The bartender is weathered and has seen Johnny's before. Johnny's through disco, punk, new wave, goth, grunge, and now, sadly, metrosexual boy band. Universally unimpressed, as he shoots a look to the off-duty bartender, eye roll, ball game, gimlet, Johnny Braveheart sits at the bar, honing his craft, waiting for Russell Simmons and HBO to walk in, take him and the braless lollipop to Cool Central. Late night deaf poetry, fantastic parties, screenplays that are too white hot for the major studios, Cannes, his inevitable marriage to J-Lo, rehab, and celebrity poker. He is waiting for his parade, his props, and his throne. The cover of Interview Magazine, his ocular Milky Way on the cover of FHM. The intellectual girl issue, a bikini and lots of black eyeliner, world cool domination. Johnny Braveheart sits at the bar. The bartender watches the game, snaps his gum, and waits for his shift to end.